You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric Jessope here. Just me today, solo. It's our 75th episode, which means a state of the state, an NLC update, all things happening in the chapter. So stay tuned to hear all the goodness of things that have recently occurred, things that are about to occur, and things coming down the road. Let's get to it. All right, the biggest news to report. The 2018 NLC Institute Fellows are officially done. They wrapped their six-month NLC Institute experience on Saturday, June 9th. It was a great opportunity for them to say goodbye, give hugs, give presents, thank their amazing co-directors, Kat and David. But yeah, they really were a legendary class in terms of fellows in the room of the Tennis Channel, really pushing themselves on curriculum that I think was really upgraded and some of the best we've ever run, which is due to Kat and David, but also due to all the trainers that came in, really tried to upgrade even more our approach to anti-racism work and equity and inclusion work, brought in some new speakers, had some tried and true folks come back as well. So I was really excited to have them complete the experience and now enter the alum community. And we're seeing the things we want to see in terms of long-lasting friendships, people who want to hang out with each other even after they're not forced to anymore. And that was none more evident than the weekend before they finished at the chapter fundraiser on June 2nd. We did a couple podcasts leading up to that, so hopefully you were there. But yeah, a great 3 hours at Self Help Graphics, celebrating the fellows, celebrating their accomplishments, and welcoming some great keynote speakers. City Councilman Marquise Dawson was there, gave a good speech, to some other great folks too. And just a wonderful night. And it's always fun to be in East LA, Boyle Heights area. It's a wonderful space. We've been there 3 years in a row now, and hopefully back for more. But a big crowd, great photo booth. You can catch some of those photos on our website as well. So like I said, celebrating the fellows experience, but also celebrating the amount of money that they raised. The chapter fundraiser is a culmination, a final project, if you will, but it's also an opportunity to raise funds to help keep growing the progressive movement and NLC LA here, but then also make sure funds make it back to national to continue to expand progressive chapters in really red states. And it's not always fun in the sun in progressive LA, but it's been great to see chapters open in places everywhere from Omaha to places in Ohio, Florida, deep in Texas. So those funds help here and help there. But yeah, the fellows raised the most ever by a long shot. They cleared almost $38,500. So that's $38,000. We had our biggest single donation in our history as well, a $15,000 matching donation, which the fellows matched. So we were able to access that. Just really an amazing experience. And just, I think one of the coolest things about the chapter is the steady upward line graph as it relates to fundraising. When I was a fellow in 2010, I think we maybe cleared $2,500. And to see us in 8 years get up to $38,000 when I think a lot of folks who were in the initial early kind of board years and kind of the initial most frequent participants in NLC LA didn't necessarily have fundraising as their background. We were more education folks or nonprofit folks, whereas some other chapters across the country, that was baked more into their DNA. So it's been good to see that steady stream that of increasing dollars coming in, increasing support. If we want to have the influence that we want to have and see the change we want to change, we had to be realistic that funds will be needed for that. And so it's great that we have raised a lot more, but we've accessed many more small donors. We've kept alumni engaged and involved. So really exciting, good stuff. So congrats to the 2018 fellows. Excited to see how they contribute to the alum network. Excited to see where they go from here. And excited to see who they recommend to be a 2019 fellow, which we'll talk about right after this. Yeah, so really no more West for the weary, West for the rest for the weary too. One of the things we pride ourselves on at NLC LA is being a 12-month chapter. And so in the old days, once Institute ended, the board and the co-directors would take a significant break and kind of stumble into a sabbatical from NLC. That's not really the case anymore. Too much is going on, too much important work to do. So even though Institute is over and there should be a break, there isn't one because we're in full-on recruitment mode now until October 1st when the applications close. So the apps are open. So if you are listening to this and you do know amazing progressives who should be an applicant and then hopefully a 2019 NLC LA fellow, have them apply. They can find the application at newleaderscouncil.org. And we'll hold two recruitment events probably later in the summer, early fall. We'll probably do one in August and one in September in our usual spots, Culver City, the Culver City Hotel will be the West Side location, and then somewhere downtown. Haven't decided yet, but yeah, somewhere central that folks can get to if they're in Hollywood or East LA or those kind of places. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, would love to get back over 100 applications for our chapter. We had, I think, 89 last year and 116 the year before that. So somewhere between 100 and 115 is a good number for us. It gives us a good chance to get a great cross-section of folks, gives us a good chance to score pretty deeply and interview a lot of folks, which has always been super important to us. So spread the word. Use these ZAG episode podcasts as well to answer the very frequently asked question, hey, what do your alums do after they're finished? Or what are your folks like who've done the program? So we have so many episodes now, you can really pinpoint and showcase all the different professions, all the different causes, all the different types of backgrounds folks have who've done the experience. So send them to la.newleaderscouncil.org/media. You can find all past episodes there. Other chapter happenings coming up. We're going to continue, I think, what we'll call a tradition now, which is our 4th of July fireworks watching party at my place in Delray. Even though my roof was not made for fun and entertaining, it does work well one night a year to see 6 or 7 different fireworks shows. It's a pretty good panoramic 360 view. You can see the ones in the marina, you can see ones in Inglewood, you can see ones in Hollywood. So we've had folks over the last 2 years and we'll continue to do that this year. You can RSVP on the website in the event section, pretty easy to find. Yeah, low stress, lots of fun, good time on the west side watching fireworks. So we hope to see you on the evening of July 4th here. And then later in that month, folks are headed to Houston for the NLC convention. It's going to be the most attended NLC convention to date. Registrations are almost sold out, and we're taking 9 folks from the chapter, which is great. The most we've taken somewhere, even when it was in Sacramento, we didn't take that many people. So excited to have a legit crew, a sizable crew for the first time, even though it'll be crazy hot in Houston. Should be a good time. Big speakers, one of the Castro brothers, a bunch of other cool folks still being announced. A great chance to interact and mingle with folks from other chapters. So stay tuned for updates before, during, and after. We'll actually try to do some episodes of the ZAG from convention, catch some people from different chapters just live in a hotel room somewhere and see what they're up to. We've got a lot of good feedback on the ZAG participants who've been out of LA. People have enjoyed hearing about things happening in different states and across the country, different causes. So we'll try to do some live. This should be pretty fun, pretty easy to do. So stay tuned for that. Those are the main updates. Thanks for listening to the ZAG. Thanks for making it as popular as it is at approximately 200 to 250 or so downloads per episode and a little bit more per week. But yeah, you can find us in the iTunes store, on Spotify and Stitcher, SoundCloud, all those good places. If you yourself want to be a guest, it's super easy. Just email edisobe@newleaderscouncil.org to set up a time. Just need a computer, good internet, some headphones in about 15, 20 minutes, and we'll make it happen. But yeah, thanks for all your support. First half of 2018 has been great. Excited for the second half and excited for all the good things that will happen in 2019. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you soon.